for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. No notes.
Hey, everybody, it's Friday.
It's No Notes Friday.
Episode 658, we talk about Odie.
Odie 1 Canody?
Odie 1 Canody.
I talk about a serial duker in India. Yeah. Shitting everywhere.
I might talk about Glenn Beck.
I thought you were going to say Glenn Benton.
Glenn Benton.
Oh, Jeff Beck.
Is Glenn Benton, is that like a community college?
Yeah.
Glenn Benton.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Friday edition of the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, number 658-754-652.
Yeah.
There's Gatch. He's here. We're here. We're listening to some Mendoza.
Oh, yeah.
Miss those guys. They're not a band anymore, officially. So whatever.
It should be.
I know. Yeah, they're doing their own things now, I guess. That guy singing right there, he's got a new band. I can't remember what it's called, but I'm going to research it and let you guys know next week what new Canadian band you need to be checking out.
Yeah!
Thanks for listening on a Friday, you guys. We're sending you into the Lake of Fire. I don't know why. Because that guy said so. Derek Mendoza. Oh, yeah, the week's over. My belly's full of pizza.
It is a Friday.
My brain is fogged up, which is awesome. I'm drinking some Mountain Dew.
Are you a Jeff Beck fan?
I could take him or leave him.
What about a Glenn Beck fan?
I could leave him. I don't like Glenn Beck. Don't know why, just I know he's an idiot.
You know what? He apologized last week.
To Jeff Beck?
Yeah, he apologized for... I have his quote here. He apologized for his entire career.
Well, fucking he should.
Saying he helped tear the country apart with a show, planting fears into people's heads.
Oh, so he's trying to sound cool for apologizing, but actually trying to take credit for something at the same time.
Yeah.
My show was so groundbreaking, it fucking tore the country apart.
Dude, people worship him, though.
Oh, I know. My cousin was one of them.
And now he's saying, sorry. Which is basically saying that everything that he said was full of shit, right?
Yeah. Breaking news. Everything Glenn Beck said was full of shit.
Ah!
Okay. I believe it, dude. It's about time he came clean. Because he'd been coming dirty for a long time.
No!
How do you come dirty?
Eat a lot of dirt.
You eat a lot of dirt?
Mm-hmm.
Dude. That's fucking a weird thing to say. Check this out.
You playing with records?
Nope. I'm getting ready to bust out a killer party jam. You ready? It's Friday. We're fucking partying here at the fucking Terry and Gatch
Comedy Show.
Get out
of the disco ball.
See? What happens? Welcome to the Monday Morning Show. It's Friday here at 106.18. Your best wacky morning zoo show. Oh, sorry. I could be that guy, and then you could be the guy that laughs all the time. And then we need a female who doesn't really know what's going on. There's got to be a girl who's kind of, what are you guys talking about? I'm not even, what?
Get with it.
That was a little too short over there.
Get with it.
What? You know what I'm trying to say is the other day. I don't know what you guys are saying. That's what you get when you listen to the other stations. This isn't a station, but you know, we're not a zoo. We don't got Man in the Box.
Dude, we got to start talking about ghosts again.
I'm down.
Let's go ghosting. I want to go ghost hunting.
I do too.
I want to see one.
There's haunted places in Brownsville.
Oh, yeah.
A few of them. Remember you sent me that link? We talked about it a little bit.
That's right.
I'm going to be doing a comedy show at a haunted fucking saloon. You want to be the host, and then we'll do a ghost hunt afterwards for podcast?
Ghost hunt.
I am looking for a host, but ghost we'd have to transport you over.
Yeah.
But we could do a podcast at the Brownsville Saloon and go searching for Rose the ghost.
Rose the ghost. Rose.
She's a ghost, dude. And she rows. She rows boats. I knew a girl in school named Rose Boats.
Yeah, we could write a movie about Rose Boats the ghost.
She's the only ghost that rows boats, and her name was Rose Boats.
Yeah. She could be in the Brownsville Saloon, which is in the middle of the lake.
Rose Boats. Rose Boats.
On Wizard Island.
I see dead people rosing.
Is there a bar on Wizard Island in Crater Lake?
I don't think so. There could be.
All right. They got a boat that goes out there, don't they?
Yeah.
And how do you get down to the boat, though?
Helicopter.
It's a giant crater.
They fly to the top of the crater.
Just jump off down the side. To the fucking, how do you get back up?
There's one of those airplane emergency slide things that pops up.
You could take the Space Needle elevator down.
So we're making our listeners wait. We say we're going to talk about it on Wednesday, and we didn't because we just like to. It's a cliffhanger, you know. On the next episode, maybe it's the episode after next. Said we were going to listen to some people's views on what was going on. I posted a thing. Said, "Who has gears that are being grinded?" I asked, and what's really?
Oh, I got a gear to be grinded.
I said, "What's really getting your goat today?" Share with us, and we'll share with the world. So clear from the other side of the continent here of Northern American. Continent. Got Adrian Bacon Farrell. He wants us to talk about people who think the government is out to get them. Paranoid fuckers think people are spying on them, poisoning their food and stealing their brain waves. It's like the Big Brother theory of we're always like Cartman was so TSA's watching me, the government's watching me, they're monitoring my Facebook. They don't give a fuck about us. They don't care about us.
Yeah, no.
They're not. I agree, Adrian. That gets my goat that people think that they're so fucking important that the government's actually watching them. They're watching Justin Bieber to find out when he does something stupid so they could plan some kind of weird counter-terrorist attack in another country while everybody's focused on the fact that Justin Bieber got a DUI while he was drag racing in Florida and then resisted arrest and then laughed in his fucking mugshot because he's a punk. He's from Canada too, dude. Sorry.
He's a slunk.
He needs to be deported. Sorry, back to Canada.
He's a slunk.
A slunk?
Mm-hmm.
A slutty punk?
Yeah.
Do you realize how much you look like?
A celebrity punk.
Oh, yeah.
A slunk.
All right. Here's what grinds Jerry Murphy.
All right.
And it obviously
grinds... A sausage grinder.
It grinds me, too, because I have a segment sometimes, but not lately, because I've been lucky about the Dickhead Driver of the Week. He says he hates people that don't understand the unwritten rules of the freeway. For example, the fast lane. That, my friends, grinds me.
Wait a minute, though. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Jerry. Wait a minute, Jerry.
Wait a minute, Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Now, let's step back. He said the unwritten rule.
The rules. Unwritten rules.
That is actually a written rule of driving, isn't it?
What?
That the left lane is for the fast cars passing.
It is written on a sign I've seen on the side of the freeway that says...
It's a written rule.
Left. Lane is, or it says slower traffic, keep right.
So it's a written
now rule. That is also a subjective statement.
Yeah, that's true.
Slower than what? I'm driving slower than a plane flies, keeping to the right. I'm not driving slower than a dog runs, so I'm keeping in the fast lane because I'm going 66. I don't care that there's a barrage of army vehicles in a convoy going 65 in the slow lane, which is fine, but you can't get around a convoy going 66 when they're going 65, it takes a long time.
It does.
And that's when you're stuck waiting for them. Just step on it and speed for a little bit and go around the convoy. But, you know, I understand.
Hey, you know, who should be in the fast lane?
Joe Walsh.
That's right. Hard-headed man. And terminally pretty chicks. Right?
Well, or if you're brutally handsome.
Yep.
I saw
a weird thing. How do you get brutally handsome?
I don't know, but he had a nasty reputation as a cruel dude. I saw him driving in the fucking... He was driving in the HOV lane, which is bullshit because he was by himself. He said he was ruthless. He said he was cruel.
Yeah.
He had one thing in common, though.
Yeah.
He was good in bed. And then he drove faster, but the lights was turning red. So that's the written rule.
Was that a Joe Walsh era?
Uh-huh.
It was?
Yeah. Even though Don Henley sang it, Joe Walsh wrote it.
Well, that is the Rocky Mountain Way.
It is. That's the fucking Rocky Mountain Way she goes.
You ever get tired of that song?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
And then something else recently made me hate it. What was it? Oh, Godsmack. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
When I heard that song on rock radio and I was like, oh, God, who is fucking ruining this
song?
Don't do
another band's anthem.
Who's ruining this song, I thought. And then...
Like, who did
it
that
sounded nothing
Bad
like,
Company song,
Five
too?
Finger Death Punch, dude.
Dude, don't do another band's anthem.
That's like doing Welcome to the Jungle. No, Sweet Child of Mine. Mm-hmm. What's their anthem?
I don't know.
Sheryl Crow fucked it up.
November Rain.
Sweet Child of Mine.
November Rain, I think.
Adrian Bacon Farrell also said what grinds his gears is people who don't turn off their signal lights. Well, listen here, buddy. My signal doesn't automatically turn off, and sometimes I can't get my hand quick enough to turn it off. We just had this happen with my daughter and my wife. She said, turn off your blinker, Mom. She's like, shut up, Keish. I know that it's on. Well, then why didn't you turn it off? Because I hadn't had a chance to yet. I could hear it clicking. You only gave me 5 clicks. Turn off your blinker. But I do agree. If you're driving down the freeway and you got your blinker on, you're not turning.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that they're not turning.
It's a good way to get rid of somebody on your tail, though, or to find out if someone's following you.
Yeah, I'm just going to be changing lanes here pretty soon on the freeway. You going to try to pass me, or are you just going to back it off? And here's the best reply.
No one will ever pass you if you got your left blinker on and you're driving in the slow lane.
I know. They're like, man, I wonder if he's going to get over. If I got a chance to pass him, fuck it, I'm going. And then right when they start to pass you, just pull over in front of them. And they'll be like,
pull over
fuck.
To the left.
God damn it. I said, I had my blinker on for 4 miles. You knew I was going to switch lanes.
And I gave you a big enough warning.
And then as soon as I get ready to go, you try to pass me with my blinker on. Really? Where did you learn how to drive? Canada. And then the best reply to what's grinding people's gears and getting their goats is from Jim Louder. And I guess this is what's grinding his gears and getting his goat is 2 words. White people. I don't know if that's a topic that he wants us to talk about, or if it's just grinding him, or if it's just getting his goat, but I'm going to Google that and just see what comes up. White people is a term for a set of ethnic groups.
What's the autofill? That's the autofill?
No, it just white people autofilled. It functions as a color metaphor for race. The definition of a white person differs accordingly to geographical and historical context. However, me and Gatch realized a week or two ago that it's just easier to say you're not white.
Yeah.
Rather than saying if you're whatever, but
if you type in white PE on Google, it'll go to white people jokes.
White people jokes?
Mm-hmm. And then it goes to white people stole my car.
Whoa.
And white people problems.
Yeah, white people problems is a big hashtag thing. So.
Is it?
Yeah, people like to hashtag white people problems when it's not really anything that's... Now, when I go to Bing and type in white P, it says white people jokes, white pepper, white people meat. Oh, that must be a website like Black People Meat. Because that's where you can get the meat of black people. White people stereotypes. White people be like. That's another autofill. White people be like.
If I type in who is into Google, I get who is Red John. Do you know who Red John is?
No.
Who is the Stig?
I don't know.
A lot of people are wondering who these people is. Red John is this mysterious serial killer on Mentalist.
Oh.
People are watching The Mentalist, people. Huh. Why you gotta be watching that show? Is it good?
I don't know about it.
Stig is a character on the British motoring television show Top Gear.
So here's a few reasons that might be grinding the gears of Jim Louder about white people. They make up the majority of the nation's politicians, military leaders, and corporate executives, while most minority groups have a smaller presence and are less well-off. Other stereotypes of white people include the idea that they're all extremely self-involved, uneducated about people other than themselves, and are unable to understand the complicated ways in which people who are not white survive. That's our category of not white. Stereotypes of white people in general often reflect those that the backward, barely educated redneck subpopulation. Fucking dumbass white people.
The general term white people, though, is just basically based on skin color, because you can't actually know somebody's of a pure
white.
Yeah.
When they're Mexican. Yeah. Or any color or race. And it says, as the social definition of white people has changed over years, studies have shown that different races and nationalities have different stereotypes of white people. Mm-hmm. Like ethnic groups such as the English, Irish, and Italians have been portrayed in popular media in a negative fashion, where white Hispanic and Latino Americans are often overlooked in the U.S. Mm-hmm. You could be a white Hispanic.
Yeah, yeah. And the people would just consider you Hispanic because you're brown.
And most of the dumb blonde jokes that we hear are based towards white people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are blonde black people, but the archetypical dumb blonde joke is supposed to be white, a white girl with blonde hair, I guess. So yeah, there you go, Jim. White people. Yeah. Look up acting
if
white.
If I type into Google, what did... I get, what did Jesus look like? But above that, I get, what did Phil Robertson say, and what did the Fox say?
Well, that song really fucked up my whole teaching curve for my godson, because I had him learning the cow, and moo, the cow goes moo. But the fox goes, which is, I don't know what the...
If you type in why did, you get why did the government shut down? Why did I get married? Why did Brian Griffin die? Why did I get married to? And then why did the chicken cross the road?
And you also got to be careful out there, because there's a lot of people who aren't white or not white that are acting white.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
acting white.
Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson said that he said that Obama acts white.
Well, he isn't.
And Ralph Nader said he talks white. I mean,
Ralph Nader talks white?
Ralph Nader says Obama talks white.
Well, where is he from?
Hawaii and Kenya.
How can you be from two places at once?
Well, that's where his parents were from. He grew up in Hawaii, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch The Taste last week?
What is it?
The Taste.
No. Oh, is that a game show?
Yeah.
No, I see the end of it.
The game show is generous.
Is it a game show about...
It was a reality show.
I don't know what it is.
It's a cooking contest.
Nope. Didn't watch it. Don't know about it. What'll I do about that?
I don't know. Something you said reminded me of it. And then I forgot what I was going to say.
That's what I thought.
What did you say that reminded me of it?
I don't know. I have no idea what we've even been talking about for the last 20 minutes.
Did you know it was in sometime 1970 Slim Harpo died?
70 Slim? I thought you were saying, I thought you go, in 1970 Slim, Harper died.
Slim Harpo died.
Who's Slim Harpo?
He was a harmonica player. What would you expect Slim Harpo to do?
I thought maybe he was the lost son of Harpo Marx. I don't know.
Also, Vivian Woodward.
Slim Harpo, huh?
Vivian Woodward was an English footballer.
He was a skinny little harp blower.
And Zeltim Odie Peterson died today in 2008 at the tender age of 74.
That's tender.
A purebred pug who gained attention on Letterman's Late Show on Stupid Dog Tricks.
Dude.
Who appeared to speak the words, I love you.
Dead. He appeared to, but he didn't.
I don't know. AOL gave it an award for moment of the year. And then AOL immediately went out of business.
Okay, that's what they get. That's what they get, those fucking bastards.
Odie also appeared on Oprah, Montel Williams, and multiple times on a talk radio program.
The dog did?
Yep.
Dude, that's bull.
He was 74. That's an estimated age. He was actually only like 10 and something.
10 and some change.
Almost 11 year human years.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you have to be making stuff up right now. Who else died?
Nauru gained independence from Australia.
Nauru gain?
Nauru gain.
I don't know. Dude, you're tripping me out right now. The cow goes moo.
Does it?
Well, I don't know. Why can't I hear anything? Oh, there we go. You want to talk about ghosts? That's what we were talking about.
Oh, ghosts.
That's a ghost.
But you got Blinky.
Pinky.
Mm-hmm.
Inky. And Clyde. Dude, don't fuck with me. I play Pac-Man a lot. I got 106,000 on Pac-Man last night.
Is that a lot?
Seems like it to me, and I thought I was doing well because I got 14 levels, right?
Well, Pac-Man goes to 255 levels.
56! I just found that out.
Yeah.
Who do you know in this fucking world who can go through 256 levels of Pac-Man?
It's all predetermined, though.
What is?
The maps. You can beat it if you know the maps.
Yeah, but you still got to be
That's
good.
That's what was great about Miss Pac-Man.
Why?
I think they were faster.
Something wrong with my headphones right now because now I've fucking got a headache all of a sudden.
Blinky is the red one.
Yeah, he's the fastest, man.
Shadow.
Is that the
pink? This is his real character.
Oh.
He's the shadow one.
Oh.
Yep. They are very determined, though, their characters. And, at the 256th level, a split-screen level cannot be completed due to a software bug.
Huh.
That's what it looks like. It goes to that screen.
Oh.
Weird. And then, yeah. It was designed to have no ending as long as the player keeps at least one life.
Hmm.
You can play. yep. A perfect Pac-Man game occurs when a player achieves the maximum possible score of the first 255 levels without losing a single life.
Fuck.
As,
dude, that's... I don't care what you say.
Billy Mitchell was the first person to perform it in 1999. In about 6 hours, it took him. In 2009, the sixth person achieved a perfect score in 3 hours and 41 minutes.
It takes me about 30 minutes to get 100,000 points.
In 1982, an 8-year-old boy, Jeffrey R. Yee, supposedly received a letter from Ronald Reagan congratulating him on a worldwide record of 60, basically for beating the unbeatable level.
So what kind of scores do they end up with when they're at 256? for?
6,131,940 if you beat the last score. But the real actual maximum possible score is 3,333,360.
Huh. That's weird, dude. I don't think I could do it. See, and I play on my phone where you just swipe the mm-hmm. screen, which is different than joystick type stuff, so that's not really fair.
For sure, you need to get a joystick phone.
They don't have those, do they?
I don't know. You could probably make one. A joystick phone.
I don't know about that.
A joystick phone. What about Ms. Pac-Man? Did you play that one?
A little bit. It was in the store across the street from my house when I was growing up, so I played a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, what about the Pac-Man pinball game?
No.
That one was always hard because by the time you knew that by the time the pinball game would start up, when something would happen or something would happen, but then by the time one thing would happen, it would be like you wouldn't have anything going on, you know? You wouldn't have any time to react.
Oh, yeah. I never got to play that. I don't know where it was or... It must not have came to my area.
Oh, it was a pinball game, but it was half pinball game and half...
Video game?
Yeah, but it was like a little short pinball game.
Oh. No, I used to see a lot of those sit-down Pac-Man machines, where you sit down at a table or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miss Pac-Man. One I'm thinking of was called... I don't know what it was called. Maybe Pac-Man Plus or Super Pac-Man or Pac and Pal.
There's a new show. It's been on a year or so, but it's the Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures.
Oh, really?
On Nickelodeon. Jaden used to like to watch it a lot. It's a stupid cartoon, but it's about Pac-Man.
Hmm.
Which is what I'm playing right now, and I haven't died yet. Thanks, you guys, for
the gameplay of Ms. Pac-Man is almost identical to the Pac-Man.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
There's a few subtle differences, though, right?
There are. The game has four different mazes that appear in different sets of colors. Three of the four mazes have two sets of warp tunnels as opposed to only one on the original.
Oh.
And the ghost's behavior patterns are different and include semi-random movements, preventing the use of patterns to beat each level.
Well, see, I think that that's a necessary thing for some games to. So you just can't go on the pattern, and that's it's kind of like cheating a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how they're the only way people could beat Pac-Man, I think.
Ah, you just wait, dude. I'm gonna beat it.
No.
On my phone without using those stupid cheat patterns. Because I tried using those, and... Oh, see, but then there's going to be the chance that you die. It's like I almost did, and I'm probably going to now, because they're overrunning me like ghosts. And I don't care what you say, if you believe in ghosts or not, these are not like regular ghosts. See, I just scored 13,000 points on the first level, which is pretty good, but I've got 14.6 before, so that means I missed a 1,600-point ghost somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's not acceptable. All right, so you guys, it's Friday, and we're fucking playing some Pac-Man. I am. Gatch is reading about fucking impossible fucking high scores. It's totally impossible.
Yeah. He'd probably move on.
It's possible, but...
You got anything else?
No, I got some stories here that I always like to share with people. You know how that goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what kind of stories I'm talking about?
What? Erotic dinosaurs stories?
Oh, no, those come later on the Saturday show.
Oh.
Erotic fan fiction about Godzilla. You know the music right here.
Yeah.
It's crazy for
Did you know they had dinosaurs overdubbed for Alice in Chains?
Which song?
And they went,
Rah! Oh.
Rah!
Because that song's about...
Them bones?
It's songs about dinosaur bones.
Yep.
All right. Okay, what do we got here? Oh, a bank robber in Daytona Beach, Florida. His efforts failed to bring him profit when he accidentally left the money he stole behind.
What?
Yep. Police Chief Mike Chitwood said the man robbed the Daytona Beach bank Wednesday afternoon, but he fled the money. He fled the scene without the money.
Hmm.
It was unclear whether the suspect, who was not caught, left the money at the teller's counter or somewhere else in the bank.
Yeah.
And it was unclear whether the cash had been left behind intentionally. But now, apparently, this guy doesn't know the ins and outs of bank robbing. What you're supposed to do is go in there, and you tell him, give me your money, and then you take the money, and you run out, and then you can go spend it on stuff. So you got two bank robber stories in Florida. This guy, another guy, 73 years old in Florida, he had lost all of his money gambling, Texas Hold'em, and horse races, and that was his excuse when he got caught. He put black underwear over his face during the robbery of the TD Bank. He used a loaded shotgun, and he was charged with armed robbery and 8 counts of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. He left with a bag full of $20 and $50 bills, so at least he left the place with the money. He made a haul of $1,800. He said he was on a fixed income and he had lost away his monthly money gambling on horses in Texas Hold'em, and that was why he turned to crime. But they said that doesn't matter, and they still arrested him. Like, these crazy Floridians, they think, I'll just tell them why I did it. Maybe they'll let me go. Like that other guy, I just want to smoke one joint before I let you in.
Yeah.
I know. What's, you're going to bust
that guy's smoking something.
He was smoking a joint.
Oh, yeah. I would have said, well, you've already had one if you think you can smoke another one.
Yeah, because we're taking you to jail, motherfucker.
Yep.
You got 190 plants in three rooms? What's 190 divided by three? That's not divisible.
I got some news out of crazy New York.
Okay.
Crazy cool. Buffalo wing.
McDonald's?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No, a buffalo wing.
Okay, go.
No, a high school student was hired by a family to watch their cats.
Okay.
They were at cat sitting, and she threw a party for about 50 people right after Christmas and cost thousands of dollars of damage to the family's home.
Aww. How sad.
Yep. The destruction to her house is considerable. There is human feces, urine, and vomit in numerous locations.
Whoa.
Every floor in the house is rifled.
Rifled?
I guess. There was broken furniture and there are multiple used condoms.
Ooh, they were stealing and fucking.
Yep.
Fucking and stealing.
Yep, and there was drug use.
Drug use?
The cat sitter offered the $90 she was paid back for the compensation for the damage.
So there was human crap in there too? Poop? Feces?
Yeah. Yep.
And where was this? You said crazy New Yorkians.
There's vomit everywhere.
Well, there's a similar, kind of, not really similar, but kind of similar.
All right.
In India, they have a serial duker. He's been smearing feces on compartment walls in the Central Railway, on poles and on seats, on the train. They've been complaining about finding poop on the trains, and there's crap everywhere inside almost every compartment. Commuters boarded an 8:16 a.m. local. They found poop smeared on seats in two first-class coaches. One of them was a ladies' compartment. They haven't found the guy. Two services were delayed on Thursday because they were ready to load up the passengers and there was poop everywhere in two of the compartments. Frustrated passengers stormed the station's master's office at Titwalla. Titwalla!
But yeah. Big deal. People used to swim in shit.
Especially in India. I mean, Jesus Christ. They were so upset that we feared that they would assault the station master. The problem came to light 2 or 3 days ago, but we just don't have machines and other equipment to clean up the compartments. They can't find out who did it. Some of the trains have been delayed up to 20 minutes while they have to halt and clean all the fucking compartments out from the shit. So, yeah, serial duker on the loose in India.
Hmm.
I fucking don't want to fuck around with that shit. I never heard of such a thing. They wouldn't do that in America. America.
Did you know a police officer does not have to tell you he's a cop?
He does if he's buying drugs from you. No, just kidding. He has to tell you a cop if he sucks your dick.
Yep.
They got to tell you. If they say, I'll suck your dick for money, I'm a cop. You have to say, I'm a cop. Just ask
Jason. So for something to qualify as entrapment, and it has to be a situation where you are tricked into something you normally wouldn't.
What are you researching?
What do you mean?
What are you looking up?
I just said a cop, cop, copity, cop.
You said cop, cop, copity, cop?
Copity, copity, cop.
Why are you copping an attitude, dude? I can't understand.
Copity, copity, cop.
You know, I recently just reconnected with an old friend on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
As a singer from the Heteros. He contacted me. We've been friends on Facebook for a couple of years. Apparently he didn't know who I was, and he was really apologetic.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, hey, you don't have to be
he was apologetic because he didn't know who you were?
He was apologetic because, yeah, he'd never talked to me or had any interaction. And then somebody posted a Throwback Thursday Heteros picture, and then there was a video posted of us playing in Aberdeen, and he's like, fuck, Jerry, man, I'm so sorry, dude. Guess I must have approved your friendship and never even looked at your thing to know who you were. And I was just, swear to God, I was just thinking about you the other night on my way home listening to some punk rock, and I actually texted Jeff, blah, blah, blah. He's supposed to be coming to the victim show.
Right on.
Which is next Friday, a week from today.
Hmm.
So anybody listening who might have forgot, save your pennies. It's only going to cost 800 pennies, maybe 700. I think 700 pennies. 700 pennies at the door for five bands that are all pretty brutal. Probably too many death metal bands in a row for any one person. But hate to say come late, but if you can't handle a full night of death metal, then come about 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Check out Spawn and Victims and World of Lies. I say come for the whole show. Maybe the Tonic Lounge
That's
is just a
bar. That's a
lot
of cum.
It is. That is a lot of cum.
Oh, just don't show it on anyone's face.
You remember last week we were talking about Muhammad Ali's birthday?
Yeah, and now he didn't remember it.
Yeah, but somebody did remember his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
There was an Irish plumber. An Irish plumber who was working in Louisville. He decided to test his luck by knocking on the door of boxing legend Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure enough, because they were working at this house next door, and his friends kept telling him, hey, the neighbor's house is Muhammad Ali. And he's like, no way, man. I'm a huge fan. I loved him growing up. I lived in Ireland. We used to watch all of his fights. They're like, no, it's really his house. He's like, no way. He's like, yeah, go over there. So he goes over there, and his wife came to the door, and the guy said, I'm a big fan from Ireland. And she said, oh, Muhammad would love to meet a fan from Ireland, but he's unavailable right now. Come back in an hour. So the dude came back in an hour, and the, what does he call it? The greatest fighter that ever lived?
Cassius Clay.
Cassius Clay. He sat down with the guy and talked with him for like lengthy amount of time, took some pictures with him, signed autographs.
Well, it would take a lengthy amount of time to talk to him.
Jesus got two sentences out. He's like, hey,
no.
Used to... Sting like a bee,
no,
but
is
I would fly.
You know,
like
is on this is stuff created because he took one too many hits in the head.
I think he's punch drunk. Right. I think. I don't know. Maybe he got into drugs.
Who's your favorite psycho in cinema?
Anthony Hopkins.
You think so?
No, but I loved that role, though. It was pretty good. Just because you said psycho is why I said psycho.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many good ones.
They did a study to find out which one is the most realistic.
I think he's pretty realistic.
He was actually just a misdiagnostic pseudo-psychopath.
Hmm.
Yep.
I bet probably Jason.
Some guys did a recent study.
Michael Myers
They studied more than 400 films.
Pinhead.
126 fictional psychopaths, 21 female and 105 male.
105.
And
105.7, the zoo, coming at you with a point of
show. Excluded characters with magical powers were invincible or non-humans. So Darth Vader and vampires and werewolves out, you know.
They don't count.
Frankenstein.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But then you got... you got two types of psychopaths. You got your primary psychopaths, whose conditions are believed to be genetic.
Like Jason.
And then you got secondary psychopaths, who are a product of their environment.
Ah.
You know, and so
like
you
Michael
got,
Myers.
Yep. Bill from Kill Bill was diagnosed in there. Gordon Gekko from Wall Street. He was a primary manipulative psychopath.
Oh.
Sorry. Michael Corleone was secondary macho psychopath.
I don't know what that means. I don't know who that is.
Michael Corleone from The Godfather?
Oh, okay, okay. But that... I'm thinking more of like...
Norman Bates was secondary. He's a product of his environment. A pseudo-psychopath. Same as the chick from Misery.
Ah.
And the one from Fatal Attraction.
Ooh.
Whereas from Baby Firefly, she was a primary classic idiopathic kind of...
I think that it kind of sucks that they didn't have Karen Black play her in the sequel to House of a Thousand Corpses, and then now she's dead, and they just had someone else play her, which is fucks up the continuity of the whole thing, but whatever. Sorry, Rob. When's your hockey movie coming out, dude?
But it turns out that in all of the bombs was Don Bedinino's.
What the fuck?
That the true psychopath, the most realistic psychopath, is none other than...
Leatherface.
Nope.
Oh.
Anton Chigurh.
Chigurh?
Yeah. From No Country for Old Men.
He's pretty psycho.
He is a classic... prototypical idiopathic primary psychopath, which includes things like his incapacity for love, absence of shame or remorse, lack of psychological insight, inability to learn from past experiences, cold-blooded, ruthless, and a lack of empathy.
A way to sum it up in a few words is don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to do what you got to do. I will shoot a fucking metal block through your skull in 1 second.
Another was Henry Lee Lucas's performance of Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. Dr. Hannibal Lecter is probably one of the best examples of an unrealistic character.
Yeah, that's not real.
Not many are that intelligent.
No. No way they could be that smart.
Anton Chigurh.
Chigurh. Chigurh. So what are you going to do this weekend?
Nothing.
What? You gotta do something. It's Friday night. You know what you're doing. That was a loaded question.
Denny's.
Denny's. Okay. Yeah, we're going to Denny's this Friday's today, and we're gonna fucking tell jokes down there and laugh and cry and. Who knows what else we might do.
I'm going to go there and cry.
Let's see. Friday. Oh, shit. Monday is my wife's birthday. Damn. What am I going to get her? A dog or a frog?
A complete collection of our episodes.
Dolphins rape people. Yep, so if you want to get my wife a present, her birthday's on Monday. She's going to be 25.
All right.
Plus something. 12? I don't know.
What's Hans listening to?
Oh, is it that time again? Damn it. You got to give me a second, dude. I'm not ready for that shit.
Oh.
Can you sing a song?
You know what I've been listening to?
I don't. You haven't told us anything that you've been listening to lately.
I've been listening to the soundtrack to Meet the Feebles. I don't think there is one.
I was going to say, is that even a thing? I don't think it is. You're making shit up now.
I'm making stuff up. I've been listening to the Vandals.
Huh. Did they trash your car?
Yes, they did.
Fucking assholes.
And then I had to listen to them for an hour.
Then what happened?
I stopped listening to them.
Well, Hans has went from listening to the Crimson Ghosts on Monday and David Lynch on Wednesday, and he's totally switched gears on us. And I think this band's name was mentioned on Monday's show. We were talking a little bit about the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, the Doobies. Is he listening to the Doobies?
Nope.
Oh.
But what's in Hans's CD player is a band that played with the Doobies. They played with the Doobies and you saw them.
Skinnerd.
That's right. Oh, yeah. He's listening to Give Me Back My Bullets.
Give me back my blades.
I didn't even know that was an album. I thought that was just a song.
They're all songs and albums.
Oh, okay.
Because so many people want to cash in. They got top 10 Skinner hits, this and that, top 5 Skinner hits. Here's another 10 such Skinner songs thrown on a compilation that have been all released before, but we'll just make a new album.
Golden Platinum.
So we can sell it at Truck Stops.
Greatest Hits, Volume 17.
How
Kids
many?
Bop.
They probably sell a lot of albums. Skinner at Truck Stops.
Oh, well, yeah, they sell a lot of books on tape, too.
Yeah.
They do.
How many times can you listen to a book?
Well, you listen to it once.
Yeah.
And then you sell it. All right, I've been listening to some death metal, brand new, on the market.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to my friend Robert, I burned a copy of the new Deicide. It's called In the Minds of Evil.
Ooh.
And I think if you listen really close on the background of track 7, you can hear him sacrificing a kitten.
Wow.
Yeah, you can hear the blood. You gotta have it turned up really loud, and just on the right channel you can hear a little bit of splash of blood. That's cat blood.
That would be fun.
I'm just making shit up, but that's funny.
Can you name all the Doobie Brothers albums in order?
Fuck yeah.
Alright.
Not right now, I can't.
Oh. Well, what was the first one?
It's Doobie Yubie.
Doobie Brothers.
I knew it was a self-titled. I was just playing with
yeah.
you. And then they came out with Oh Whoa. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Was that an album called Whoa Whoa?
Yeah, it was.
And
it
the
was
first
called
single was called
Whoa Whoa Whoa.
The first single was called Listen to the Music. And you're like, dude, I'm listening to
I know.
Right now. What happened to you? Why did you start talking about the Doobie Brothers again?
I don't know. I thought that's who you were saying. You brought it out.
Oh, yeah, but I was actually talking about Skinnerd, because that's what Hans was listening to.
Skinnerd.
Are you giving me a Doobie Brothers quiz?
No. Well, I was, but now you failed.
Because I missed the first two?
Yeah.
Dude, how old was I when those albums came out?
71.
I was 71?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not even that old yet. No,
dude,
but no. I was 3. I know all their albums, actually.
Baker
the
Street.
The one I love was Taking It to the Streets. That was their 6th album, I think.
Yeah. And what do they mean, Taking It to the Streets?
The Gospel of Jesus.
What?
Yep. That song is a Christian song. You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
Who's his brother?
Everybody in the world, because we're all from the children of Jesus, yeah. That's my imitation of Michael McDonald.
Do you remember 1985?
You could think it was the drugs that they're taking to the streets. I do remember 1985. I was a junior in high school.
Well, right, what happened in 1985?
Nothing to do with the Doobie Brothers.
Oh.
Why?
There's a guy named Floyd Watkins moved to Woody Creek in Aspen, Colorado. He bought a Beaver Run ranch.
Why are you telling me this?
Dude, that was just miles from where Hunter S. Thompson lived.
What does that have to do with the Doobie Brothers?
It doesn't.
What do you? What happened? Did you push the 7-second skip button and I missed the part?
I think so.
Like, first we were talking about what's in Hans's CD player, now you're listening to Doobie Brothers. Hey, what's the first Doobie Brothers album? Hey, did you know what happened today?
Well, dude, you failed that quiz, though. I figured you weren't
You thought I was a bigger fan than that, didn't you?
No, I just thought you might.
You thought I was a bigger fan than that, didn't you?
Yeah.
You thought I had more senseless knowledge in my head than I actually do.
All right, you want to go back to the Doobie quiz?
No.
I'll give you a Doobie quiz.
I looked at them all. I'm going to birthdays. Oh, hey, did you know who died on this day?
Yeah.
Your mom.
No.
Oh, wait, that was my mom. No, it wasn't today. I can say your mom because my mom did. The guy from the Sex Pistols and Public Image Ltd.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Rotten. Can you guess
how
old? He was
born today?
Yeah.
73.
Years old?
Yeah.
Dude. He's Johnny Rotten.
Yeah, he was born and he's got to be like 63 at least.
All right. You gave two guesses. They were both over. He's pissed at you now. He was 58 today.
What?
Yeah, he's a youngster.
73.
I know. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? All right. Now, this guy's not with us anymore, so it's a little remembrance.
Were the Sex Pistols a one-hit wonder?
No.
All right.
They were a three-hit wonder. No. I think they were a no-hit wonder. They had some minor hits, but they had no big hits.
Are they better than the Ramones?
It depends on what side of the pond you come from.
All right.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so I'm not going to answer that question. Dead, though he is, his birthday is today. Jeff Hanneman from Slayer would have been 50 today.
Ooh.
So he didn't make it to 50.
He didn't.
And also not making it to 50 yet is Fat Mike from my not favorite punk band ever, NoFX.
You don't like NoFX? They don't use any effects, though.
Yeah, they're too dry. Also, he's kind of locally something. He lived in Portland or did something up there for a little while. Comic and actor James Adomian.
Mm-hmm.
You know that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Birthday today.
Nice. Happy birthday, buddy.
34. And Justin Timberlake is winning the Faggot of the Year contest. Why? I don't know. I can say faggot because I blew a guy once. That's not true, but that makes it kind of funny. I might use that in my next set. If I accidentally use faggot, I say, don't get fucking pissed at me. I can say that because I blew a guy once.
Yeah.
And that's totally not true. It was twice. Okay, I guess that's all the birthdays we got today. So shut the fuck up, Paul, and you're screaming.
I know. What is Paul doing these days? He just played the Grammys.
He's making $800 million. You know, we were talking about comedians a couple weeks ago and how much money they have. And
which one? Yeah.
And I was saying, how come Jerry Seinfeld wasn't on that list? And you're saying he wasn't on there. Or he was. He's $800 million. And Larry David's $900 million. You know who beat both of those guys out?
Gallagher.
Elaine. She's worth $3 billion.
Yeah.
Because her father's, she's an heir to her father's estate.
Well, her grandfather, so wasn't it?
I think it was her dad.
Oh.
Because he hasn't died yet. Yeah. Mr. Dreyfuss, and it's not Richard either, like you used to think. But I remember, like, first few episodes, you thought, what? Isn't that Richard Dreyfuss's nephew? Niece? Something? No, I don't know. Oh, man, I forgot to write anything down on what we've been talking about.
Here's some stuff that I'm going to talk about. Madonna dons her grills and her matching text with her son at the Grammys.
At the Grammys?
Mm-hmm.
What that? What that?
The early winner at the Grammys was Ferrell's hat.
Will?
Nope, just Ferrell.
Oh.
With a PH.
Ferrell. Oh, Pharrell.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was a feral cat.
You thought it was a feral hog stomach.
Yeah.
Pharrell.
Yep.
Dead with Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney got together and they sang Queenie Eye from his new album.
Queenie Eye?
Yep.
Queenie Eye.
Yeah.
You got that cute little Queenie Eye. Fuck Paul McCartney in the ass.
Ryan Seacrest asked Ringo Starr when he last performed with McCartney, and the drummer said, "Shut the fuck up, Ryan Seacrest. Why are you talking to me?" And then said, "Just kidding, last week."
Wait, could you play Ryan Seacrest?
All right.
I'll be Ringo.
Okay,
go.
When was the last time you performed with Paul McCartney?
Shut the fuck up, Ryan Seacrest. Just kidding, last week.
They are the only surviving members, what is most certainly pop's most influential musical act. No, but for reals. For reals.
What's the real deal?
It's been 13 years since George Harrison died.
I thought you were going to say something else, but yeah, he did. He died. He's dead.
Have you ever called Paul McCartney Maka?
Maka?
Yep.
No, Maka?
I guess.
Paul McCartney. You're like, yeah, him and Farrell used to tour together. Him
yeah,
and Maka.
I don't think they did any...
It's not Maka and Farrell. It's Macaw and Pharrell. You got to get the emphasis on the right syllable.
Well, Macaw...
and Pharrell...
took home the Grammy for the best rock song.
Okay. Well, good for him. Like, he needed another fucking Grammy.
You know what song it was?
The song that he wrote with the Nirvana dudes?
Yep.
Good. At least there's that. Is it called... Hey, mama, gonna fall, oh yeah, oh yeah. That's about all he said. I can't remember what it's called.
Paul McCartney played the piano he used on the band's movie Magical Misfit.
Are you fucking kidding me? You're not.
Yeah.
You are.
No.
You ain't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then after the performance, Ringo Starr and McCartney bowed.
They vowed to what? Never
they
performed.
They bowed.
No, just kidding. They bowed and they
yeah,
vowed.
Yeah, I don't think they played any Beatles songs.
They vowed to never play together again.
Yeah.
And we could only.
Well, Ringo Starr already vowed to never do that one thing.
What's the one thing? His all-star tour again?
No, he's not writing back to fans anymore.
He fucking never wrote back to me.
He never did? Did you write him?
No.
What'd you say?
That's I didn't. That's why I'm pissed about it.
Here's some more winners from the Grammys. I don't know if they won anything. But Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson singing along with Merle Haggard and Blake Shelton and Beyonce and Jay-Z.
That sounds like a real winner of a combination right there. What about Macklemore and Ryan Lewis? Are they nominated for anything?
Who's Macklemore and Lewis?
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis? I don't know. They're leaders of the... They're early leaders at the Grammys, apparently, is what this trending thing is telling me. You
Black
know
Sabbath
Macklemore?
And Black Sabbath and the Rolling Stones are also nominated for Best Rock Song.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird. I just got a suggested page on my Facebook to like Indian. No, they're a band, including a former Midian member and Oregon resident, Will Lindsay. Han said they have a new album coming out, and he's really stoked about it.
Hey, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis claim the first award of the night for Best New Artist.
See? I knew it. They're awesome.
Who are they?
It's like...
Is it beatbox music?
Well, you wouldn't call it beatbox, a techno type stuff.
Oh, is it? Oh, damn it.
Something about raising the roof or something.
I want to raise the roof.
Oh, the roof. No, the roof can't hold us. It can't hold us. I know you probably heard on a commercial or something.
Oh, they also played while 30 gay and straight people married.
Huh. Well, there you go.
Yep.
I don't like that.
Daft Punk won award.
They did.
Mm-hmm. With her performance with Pharrell Williams.
Pharrell. You're thinking of Adrian Bacon
and Nilly Rogers.
Have you ever heard this story? I'm tired of talking about the Grammys now.
They later performed with Daft Punk performed with Stevie Wonder.
Stop.
Stevie Wonder.
Okay, well, he couldn't see what was going on, so that's not fair for him. If he knew it was Pharrell and what's her name?
Pharrell.
Daft Punk. Okay.
Lorde won some songs.
Speaking of a fucking cool Pharrell, not Pharrell, Adrian Bacon Pharrell has submitted a little story. I'm going to read it right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's called I Like Monkeys. Have you heard this one?
I like monkeys sitting in a tree.
The pet store was selling them for 5 cents a piece. I thought that odd since they are normally a couple thousand, and I decided not to look a gift horse for the mouth, and I bought like 200. I like monkeys. I took my 200 monkeys home. I have a big car. I let one drive. His name was Sigmund, and he was retarded. In fact, none of them were really that bright. They kept punching themselves in their genitals, and I laughed. They punched me in my genitals, and I stopped laughing. I herded them into my room, and they didn't adapt very well to their new environment. They would screech, hurl themselves off the couch at high speeds, and slam into the wall. And although humorous at first, the spectacle lost its novelty halfway through the third hour. 2 hours later, I found out why all the monkeys were so inexpensive. They all died. No apparent reason. They all just sort of dropped dead. Kind of like when you buy a goldfish and it dies 5 hours later. Damn cheap monkeys. I didn't know what to do. I had 200 dead monkeys lying all over my room, on my bed, in the dresser, hanging from my bookcase. It looked like I had 200 throw rugs. I tried to flush one down the toilet. It didn't work. It got stuck. Then I had one dead wet monkey and 199 dead dry monkeys. I tried pretending that they were just stuffed animals. That worked for a while. That is until they began to decompose, started to smell real bad. I had to pee, but there was a dead monkey in the toilet, and I didn't want to call the plumber. I was embarrassed. I tried to slow down the decomposition by freezing them, but unfortunately there was only enough room for two monkeys at a time, so I had to change them every 30 seconds, and I also had to eat all the food in the freezer, so I didn't want it to go bad. I tried burning them. Little did I know my bed was flammable. I had to extinguish the fire. Then I had one dead wet monkey in my toilet, two dead frozen monkeys in my freezer, and 197 dead charred monkeys in a pile on my bed. The odor wasn't improving. I became agitated at my inability to dispose of the monkeys and to use the bathroom. I severely beat one of my monkeys. I felt better. I tried throwing them away, but the garbage man said that the city wasn't allowed to dispose of charred primates. I told him that I had a wet one. He said he could take that. I didn't bother asking about the frozen ones. I finally arrived at a solution. I gave them out as Christmas gifts. My friends didn't know quite what to say. They pretended that they liked them, but I could tell they were lying ingrates. So I punched him in the genitals. I like monkeys.
Who's that?
Adrian Bacon Farrell. And I wasn't planning on reading that, but it caught my eye. So there you go. You've now been published.
Yep.
Buddy. Just in time for the end of Friday's show. I know Dustin has something else he wants to talk about before we get out of here.
Yeah. Who do you think won for the best reggae album?
You're on the Grammy still, you fucker. Snoop Zizzle?
No. Ziggy Marley.
With a...
Marley Skrillex, wins every year, right?
With Skrillex.
Marley wins every year. And what about the best spoken word album?
Henry Rollins.
Nope. Dave. Stephen Colbert.
He has a spoken word album?
America Again.
America.
And best pop instrumental album? Herb Albert.
Herb? He's still alive?
He's still making albums.
Wow. Does he still have his Tijuana Brass?
He's still stepping out.
Oh, yep.
Must not be a lot of people in the pop instrumental album. Did Kenny G not come out with an album this year, or Yanni?
No, they're both getting their hair done.
Are they considered pop instrumental?
I guess if you play music with no words and it gets into the top 40, then I guess that's pop instrumental. I don't know. It could be jazz. It could be anything. But if you end up in the pop, top of the pop, then you're pop, I guess. I don't know.
So pop is just popular music?
What'd you think it was? Soda pop? That was so... Yeah. That's the Gatch has made a startling discovery today that pop music is just short for popular. Yeah, it's the top pop 40. Hey, before I forget, thank our sponsors, Pizza Now.
Just listen, people are buying Herb Albert's
people
albums.
People who love Perp Apple.
Hey, stick around after the show. We got plugs.
You should.
Plugs. Got a lot of good shows. I can't believe my list filled up rather quickly. So you'll want to stick around for that because it's going to be interesting to see if I can talk. I'm going to talk like the guy from the, what do you call it? Those fucking, you know. The guy that talks really fast about the little cars.
Micro Machine Man.
The Micro Machine Man, that's right. I'm going to try to talk about it. Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Yes, and Micro Machine.
That's right. So, we'd like to wish, we almost forgot, a happy birthday to Flames.
Happy birthday, Flames.
We were going to have a big party for you.
Oh,
no. But you didn't show up. Maybe
I had. We were talking about the other day making a beer bong out of a tuba. How much okay. beer you'd need to fill that up.
Well, maybe Flames actually did come over, but he just didn't knock on the door. Because I heard that he did that last Friday. Is that true?
What?
That he didn't knock on the door last Friday.
He didn't want to knock on... He didn't want to come and knock on our door.
But we've been waiting for you.
Yep.
Because you
John
know...
John Masciata Jr.,
what about
he was
him?
The world's fastest talker at the time.
Was that the guy from the motor?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I've heard him talk. He's really fast.
Yeah. He reappeared in over 100 commercials in under 1 second. No, 100 commercials as the Micro Machine Man.
In under 1 second.
Any the 1981 ad for FedEx? He had the ability to articulate 586 words a minute. His record was broken by Steve Woodmore. 637 words per minute articulated. That's 10 a second.
Ooh, 10 words a second?
Yep, articulated.
Wow. How many syllables per word?
I don't know. I don't know how many that would be, but that's about 10. The Micro Machine Man said he was raised with five sisters and he needed to talk fast just to get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, that's a good... That totally makes sense now. I understand why.
He also did commercials for Minerize, Quality Inn, Northwest Airlines, Olympus Cameron, Mattel, Post Cereals, Tiger Games, Continental Airlines, Burger King, ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, HBO, Micro Machines, and JetBlue.
Hey, you might be looking for a job. Hey, guys, thanks for listening on a Friday. Have a good weekend. Please come to Denny's tonight and come to Victims next Friday. And then in 2 weeks, come to the Valentine's Victim Show. No, it's a Valentine's comedy show. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, and rock on.
And metal up your Floyd. What? Hey, all your tags out there. Hope you're ready for just kidding. We're talking about the Micro Machines guy, and I was going to try to do really fast talking on the thing because I got a lot of stuff to say. Here we go. We got some open mics in the area every other Mondays. Dong Gong Comedy at Taylor's Bar and Grill, 13th and Contagion, Eugene. It's 9 p.m. It's free. Tuesday, Capital City Theater with Jared Richard. That's an open mic too. 210 Liberty Street, Southeast in Salem. 8 p.m. It's $5 unless you're performing. Wednesdays at Tiny Tavern with Mac Chase. We got open mic, 4th and Blair in Eugene. 9:30 p.m. It's a free show too. Thursday, Green Room. It's right next to Doc's Pad, 710 Willamette, Eugene. 8 p.m. free show. And now there's a new open mic in Eugene on Fridays at the Kush Cafe, 1235 Railroad Boulevard, Eugene, 9:30. It's a free show as well. We've got some comedy shows coming there that you might want to go see Friday, January 31st. Sorry. Friday, January 31st at the Denny's Lounge in Albany. It's the Grand Slam Comedy Show with Max Brockman, Mike McGowan, Mac Chase, and Seth Milstein, hosted by me. I'm going to get guys to do a joke or two. We got an open mic after the show. That's at 3435 Spicer Drive, exit 233, right off I-5. It's free, but we got a $5 suggested donation for the comics. And there's, like I said, open mic after the show. February 6th, it's Jerry Seinfeld at the Holt Center, 7 p.m. Tickets are probably $1 million, but check online for info on those. February 14th, it's the He and She Comedy Show Valentine's Day Special at the Brownsville Saloon with Doug and Teresa. Doug and Teresa Wyckoff, I found out. Wyckoff? Because you smoke weed. That's why I cough.
Oh!
That's how I remember how to say it now. Doug and Teresa Wyckoff, and I'll be featuring for them. That's at 419 Main Street, 9 p.m., free, Friday, February 14th. Saturday, February 22nd, it's the February installment of Bleep and Funny at Sambon's Garage with Leanne Joshua. That's 407 Blair Boulevard. It's a free show. It's 5 p.m., and it's in Eugene. Wednesday, February 26th, it's Comedy Night at the Mill Casino in Coos Bay. It's me doing two feature sets for some unknown headliner that I will know at some point but do not know yet. Two shows at 7 and 9:30 at the Mill Casino. I don't know where that's at. It's in Coos Bay. You'll have to Google it to find out the address. Friday, February 28th, it's the February installment of the Grand Slam Comedy Show. I'm pulling that one together right now, but I know for sure me and Gats will be there. You should be there, too. And then March 2nd, the earliest show ever at the Hull Center. It's Old Bill Cosby, 2 p.m. Check online for tickets. All right. Also, don't forget, the fourth annual 420 show, a day late as usual, Doug Benson at the Wow Hall, April 21st. Music shows coming up. We got Saturday, February 1st, Septic Burial with Ware Squatch, War Crank, and Dark Confident at the Black Forest. Dark Confident features the son of Mike Scheidt from Yob. That's a 10 p.m. show. It's free. Sunday, February 2nd, Soulfly, American Roulette, and Chronological Injustice at the Hawthorne Theater. And I just found out the Chronological Injustice is comprised of little kids, 14 to 17 years old. So that's always cool to see them opening for a big national act like Soulfly. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Friday, February 7th, it's World of Lies, Victims of Internal Decay, Spawn, Truculence, and War Crank at the Tonic Lounge. I think it's about $7, maybe $5. I don't know. It starts at 8 o'clock. You should be there. It's 3100 Sandy Boulevard in Portland. Saturday, February 22nd, it's Catechus, Bikini, and Flesh at the Front Street Bar and Grill in Albany. Don't know how that's going to go over, but we're going to see. I didn't have anything to do with it. The 23rd of February, it's a Sunday, we got Old School Doom Metalers Pentagram coming to the Hawthorne Theater with Radio Moscow and King's Destroy. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Death Angels come to Hawthorne Theater February 27th. Tickets are $16 and $20. Lots of good shows coming up. Carcass is coming. The Sword is coming. Loudness is on their way to Portland. Even Nile off in May. Most of those shows at the Hawthorne Theater. So go see some. Go do something. And in the meantime, I don't know, go to iTunes and rate our show. It's a Terry and Gash comedy show. TagCashPodcast.com. I have been Sean Connery. Thanks for listening. Have a good night.